Welcome to TV Reviews. I'm Emily, and
I'm Stefania.
And we are reviewing horror? I don't want to say it's horror mainly.
It's sort of horror, but it's not like Scream type of horror.
No, it's not like Conjuring, like horror movies. Yeah. It's like a beginner horror movie.
Yeah.
And it's called The Babysitter and The Babysitter Killer Queen. Now, I forgot to rewatch them, but I still kind of remember most of it.
I rewatched like half of the first one.
I mean, the second one's the better movie, obviously.
I agree.
It has like Bella Thorne in it, and that's like the only actress I know.
You don't know Jenna Ortega?
Oh, yeah, Jenna Ortega. I always forget she's in the second one. Yeah, I know.
That's because she's not in the first one. That makes sense.
But Bella Thorne. Basically, Cole, the kid, the main character in it, his babysitter is in like this cult thing, worshipped by the devil, blah, blah, blah. And he sees them trying to like fulfill their wishes, and they try to kill him for two movies.
Yeah, but the thing is, he is living at home with his parents and he has zero siblings. So whenever his parents went out for this little vacation thing, he had his babysitter B come over, and him and his neighbor were talking about what happens at night after he goes to sleep. So they were just talking about it all night, and then he hears the doorbell ring, and he, like, sneaks outside of his room to go, like, figure out what's happening, and he witnesses a murder and does not know what to do from there, tries to run away, and now they're after him.
Yeah, and so the thing I like is how, like, so they're supposed to kill him, but then when Jeremy, I think it is, with, like, the bike kid.
Yeah.
When Jeremy is throwing eggs at his house, Max, I don't know who he's played by.
Samuel? Like, the boyfriend that they killed?
No, Max, okay. The guy who got that guy. Yeah. basically, would be the popular jock in high school, basically. Yes. In a high school drama movie.
Yes.
He says, you're going to go over there and you're going to kick his butt. He's on your property. And that fails.
Miserably.
Cole really thinks that Jeremy's going to help him because he thinks that, oh, my God, he believes that these, like, crazy psycho teenagers are after here to kill me. But then he just cracks an egg on his head, and then
life fails.
Yeah, and then he gets chased again. Okay, Sonya, the way she died was kind of epic. Like, how did the house not blow up?
I'm not quite sure, but I absolutely hate that scene because I do not like seeing all the spiders and, like, hearing all the sound effects that they made, like, under the house.
And when her hand got trapped,
the snap, I can't.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I can't stand the fact that, like, he was under the blanket and, like, he had spiders crawling over him. I would have, like, gave up and just, like, okay, I'm right here. Can we leave? There's spiders everywhere.
Yeah. But the thing I'm trying to figure out is how the house didn't blow up. Like, it was in the crawl space where there's a lot of wood and everything under there. And yeah, if a firework lights and it, boom, explodes where it can kill somebody, how did the house not blow up?
I think it's only because they were under the house.
Yeah.
And then again, towards the end of the movie, there's like a car in the house and stuff like that. So that house has survived.
There were a lot. But okay, so the first guy that died, he's like a TikToker or something. I don't know his name.
Sam?
No.
Or King B?
King B, yeah. Yeah. He's in that movie and I'm like, oh my God, I've seen him before.
He's hilarious. I love
him. He gets pushed off the stairs and gets like in the jugular and I'm like,
there's like a trophy that he falls on and it goes like through his entire neck.
I know. I like retched at that scene. I'm like, oh God. So we already went over this, but so you like the second movie the best?
Yes, I agree.
Why do you like the second movie more than the first?
I feel like the first movie, so okay, to start with, I accidentally watched the second movie before I watched the first because I was on Netflix and I was like, okay, so after watching this, I'm very confused on what just happened because I didn't watch the first one.
Well, because you didn't know the first one.
Yeah, and then I'm like going through the recommendations that Netflix gives you and it's like, oh, there's a second one. That was the first one. So I had to go watch the first one, then watch the second one, which made more sense. But I like the second one only because you get into a lot of the drama now. Like, there's, of course, they're still running away from these people, but you get to know more. Like, at first, the first movie was all like, okay, it's just a lot of running, a lot of murders, trying to figure out what's happening. Like, why does B have this big old devil book that looks ancient? And, like, why is every one of these little people, like, dying over some dramatic, exotic way? But then in the second movie, they all come back, and it's because of the devil. And I guess it was just really cool to see how all of them came back together, and, like, all of the actors fit well together. Like, they were all in their own worlds.
And isn't the second movie where we get, like, the backstory between everyone?
Yes, and where...
Sonya, didn't she want to be, like, a baker or, like, tattoo artist?
Yes, I believe it was a tattoo artist, but I'm not quite sure. I know that Allison wanted to be some fancy cheerleader.
News reporter. She wanted to be a news reporter.
Was it that?
Journalist. She wanted to be a journalist. Because she had, like, the looks for it. She liked being on camera. She had looks for it.
She liked the fame.
So she's like, I'll make a deal, and I'll do this. She could have done that easily without it by trying, but no, she decided to risk her life, try to kill a kid, basically, get the blood to be innocent. But that ended up not happening in the movie, because when they drink the blood, they all start evaporating, and then and the thing is, they all, like, start evaporating, and then B tries to drink it, and then it, like, Cole's like, no, and then B drinks it. But what I like is how it was also Phoebe, Jenna Ortega's character's babysitter when she was a kid, too.
And then the backstory behind that, I was very, like, blown away by that, because at this time, they're, like, drinking the blood and stuff. They're out in this rural type of area. There's like nothing island, around. Yeah, there's, like, these big stones everywhere, and it's, like, no idea what's happening right now. I don't know where they are. Why is this some sort of ritual? And then it's because they're running away from these people. And Phoebe comes back and notices, oh my god, that's B. And they're having this whole reunited type of family dinner type of happy setting. And it was just something that I was not expecting, because I didn't know that B was with Phoebe at one point. Because in the first movie, she was saying that I'm going to go have to find some other innocent kid now because he knows what's happening. So that might have been the other kid that she was talking about. You just kind of have to put it together through the first and the second movie.
Yeah. And the only reason B made a deal with the devil was to save her. Save Phoebe. Because Phoebe was not going to make it. And then she's like, please, I'll do anything. And then that nurse, that just caught me off guard. The nurse just shifted into the devil.
Yeah, I was not expecting
that.
No,
I don't think anyone was.
Because Phoebe got into this massive car crash, lost her parents. And then
all of her stuffed animal.
Yeah, then she had the bright idea to go get her stuffed animal and nearly kill herself while doing it. And that's where B was like, okay, since she's the kid that I'm currently watching at the moment, I will do anything to save her. And this nurse just, like, morphs. And I was not ready for that.
I don't think anyone was. But the thing that gets me, so Melanie... Like, she's like, didn't believe Cole in the first movie. She's like, what? You're, like, going after... He didn't really explain the book. She was like, what? My question is, so Cole burnt the book in the fire in the first movie when, like, it was just him and B left.
Yes.
He burnt the book. How did Melanie get the book in the second movie if the book got burnt and you had to wait 2 years to be come back?
I think it's because...
Because there's only one copy of the book.
He only burnt, like, the corner of the book.
But the book caught on fire. Because when he stole Melanie's dad's car, which he's going to be super pissed about that. Ugh. But when he stole the car and ran it into his house, that started an even bigger fire, which would have burnt B and the book.
I guess it all just kind of plays out in a way. That was, like, I wasn't ready for her to have the book. And I expected her to be with Cole eventually.
Because that would have been so cute, but she was...
And she was so pretty, too. Like, she was. I don't know why.
But then she became, like, very narcissistic.
And then she became somebody that made a deal with the devil as well. And then all of a sudden, roles have switched. Cole's the only person that is normal at this point.
Besides Phoebe.
Yeah, but...
And that's in the second movie, right? First movie.
I don't really qualify her as normal. The way she entered the movie was quite questionable.
Fair point. The thing that I like... is in the second... So in the first movie, we just have the main, like, four or five people who are chasing after Cole. Once we get to the second movie, you have the main people, and then you have that one girl who got, like... I don't know how she got killed. Like, Bobo? Boo-boo? Whatever her name is. The girl who had, like, the buns up at top of her head.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember her name either. But she got killed... Because you need blood of the sacrifice and blood of the innocent.
Mm-hmm.
So they sacrificed her, and then all these other people tried to, kill her as well. And then, so you have, like, those three plus the five. So you have eight people after Cole now.
Yeah. Officially. And the group just keeps growing.
Yeah. And then I feel so bad for Bella Thorne's character. What was her character's name again? I forget her name.
Allison?
Allison. So in the first movie, she got shot in the boob. She's like, yes,
yes. Blah, 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 reaction this. Killed me.
And like, it like took her like 20 minutes to realize she got shot and like something she absolutely loved.
I know, like I at first when I watched that movie, I was like, how is she not in pain? She just got like flung halfway across the room, and then like 20 minutes later, you hear her screaming, and it's like now we're realizing that you're hurt. Okay, that makes so much sense.
And then in the second movie, oh, that death was just way worse because like she got
she the one that got crushed
head. So they were trying to get her out from under the rocks because she fell, and she was like.
Yeah, she was, like, crushed by two different rocks.
No, her head got, like she got decapitated. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's gross.
So they were trying to be nice while they were being chased by her, and they were like, okay, I can't just leave her out here to die.
So and this girl was in stilettos the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, how are you running in stilettos? God. Anyway, so Max's character, I don't like him at all. Like, sure, he's okay, but it's not, like, my favorite character. Who's your favorite character? You cannot say Phoebe. I already know you like Phoebe a lot.
No, I'm, like, out of the ones that made a wish with the devil.
Out of those, and then out of the entire characters.
Ooh. See, out of all, like, the bad characters, kind of, I would have to say, I don't remember King B's character.
I really want to say Eli, but I don't think so.
But, yeah, it would be probably him or Max. I know you're not a huge fan of him, but don't make that face.
I'm making that face.
I love the scene where he, like, where Cole woke up in the chair in the first movie. He goes, where is his shirt? And then everybody's like, that's your first question? Why is he not in a shirt? Where is his shirt?
And like, then King B just covered in blood. He's like, because, and then he's like, why is his blood covered in shirt? And no one would lend me a shirt. And it's just, like, the funniest thing. Like, no one would lend him a shirt.
I have to say that he is one of my favorite male actors.
Oh, definitely.
Because, like, you've got Ryan Reynolds out there. You've got Tom Holland.
Okay.
But, like...
Timothy Chalamet, though, too. I swear, if you hate on him...
I'm not hating. I'm just saying he's not a favorite.
Oh, my God. He's a favorite for sure. Like, have you seen photos of this man? Look, just look up his name, and you'll see, like...
Yes, I watched Willy Wonka. It makes me hate him even more. I'm sorry.
How dare you? He's in Dune with Zendaya.
That's weird. I haven't seen Dune yet. I still
I want to see Dune, and then I want to see Dune, too.
I have to catch up.
Someone actually like did a movie review on Dune the original one, yeah. And I kind of actually want to go check that out, see what their opinion was on it, because they're known for doing movie reviews and it being actually pretty good.
I don't know. I've got to catch up on the movie world. I just kind of sit at home and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you just watch whatever movies on. But anyway, and the thing that Cole's parents didn't believe him. Till the end of the... They wanted to send him to a psych ward.
Are we not going to believe that the car that is inside your house at the moment is fake?
Yeah. And, like, if the medicine's not working... Here's the thing. He was on the highest dose of medicine. He had, like, 20 pill bottles. So, like, why couldn't you believe him? Like, okay, granted, I get... Like, if your kid came up and you said, Mom, these people made a deal with the devil and they're trying to kill me. Like, you're going to be like, okay, slow your roll... Who's trying to kill you? You're just going to focus on the murder part, not the devil part. So that kind of makes sense.
Well, yeah, but if somebody came up to me saying that, and especially if it was, like, my kid that's in elementary or middle school.
Middle. It was, like, freshman year.
Freshman year?
Yeah. It
was high school?
I know.
He was in high school?
They looked really young. Yeah, it was freshman year.
He looked like he was in seventh grade.
It was fresh. I know they looked like they were, like, in middle school, but it was freshman year. Because then it's, like, 2 years later, he's in junior.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh
my God. But, yeah. So they were freshmen, and then, like, his parents didn't believe it, and wanted to send him to a psych ward. But then it was, like, Melanie kept saying red pill, blue pill. Because, like, by the time it's high school, everyone's already, like, on something, which is not true in real life, thankfully.
Well, yeah, but whenever they walked through the halls and, like, I can believe it was the second movie, they were going through everybody's little addictions.
And this one girl, like, if she steps on a crack, her is going to explode. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah, and then there was this one person they walked by. And it was, like, they would just show the camera to a different character, each person.
And it'd be, like, your little, like, time. Yeah. It'd be, like, your little game status.
It's, like, a little thought bubble that you would see in, like, comics. And it's just, like, this person's addicted to weed. This person's addicting to, like,
heroin, methamphetamine. Yeah, that's
And it just kind of showed what his high school life looked like while this man is still being hunted by the devil and his little friends.
Yeah.
So everybody else is addicted to the little drugs and whatever they can put their hands on. And he's trying to run for his life.
And he's on like 20 different medications.
Yeah.
Sure, I think one of them might be like anxiety, definitely. Because, like, if you're being hunted by people, you're going to have a lot of anxiety. So it's like, what's going on here?
Then again, would you believe that if your freshman, like, kid came up to you and said that you were being hunted by somebody and they had made a deal with the devil and there's, like, six of them after me? Like, would you believe that?
I mean, not necessarily, but then if, like, the medicine's not working, I would probably start thinking, okay, that medicine isn't working. There's no way my kid's, like, psychotic. Because you trusted B. They trusted B. They knew B would not let anything happen.
But B is part of it. That's what makes the problem bigger. Yeah. He tried to tell his parents that, oh, my God, B was here. Something happened to B. There was a lot happening. And, like, they're all after me and we had to run. And even Mel was, like, across the street and they were hiding in her house for a while. Like, she could have backed him up, but instead she made the deal with B. Which made it even worse. So he was literally on his own. Phoebe barely even believed him.
Yeah. And but she didn't believe him, really, until she started, like, talking, until she saw B. But the thing that kills me in the first movie, they kissed! Sorry, I know that's not.
That was loud.
But they kissed. Mel and Cole
kissed.
And then they didn't do anything for it.
And, like, it was while they were being hunted, too. So it was, like, a last goodbye type of thing. And then she, like, hated him for the rest of the movie. And the second one.
Yeah. Like, well, and she acted so innocent. Like, she, like, was acting. She's like, she Cole's like dad, please come pick up Cole. He's going crazy. He had a psychotic break and everything. He's trying to kill me. Yeah, when they were in Phoebe's bunker trying to. And then Mel shot and killed her own father.
Yeah.
Like.
I mean, with the way he was.
I mean, granted, he sucked, but still, okay, killing's a little far.
He bothered me a lot in that movie. Like, whenever he was trying to wash the car in the first movie, and he's just being annoying with it. And then whenever he went to go pick up Mel from school, he keeps revving the engine over Cole.
He's like, Cole, your parents gonna pick you up? Yeah, what? What?
And just like, he would just keep revving it, and it's like, just drive off at this point.
And it's because he wanted his wife back, and it didn't work, so he's, like, losing it.
Yeah, it's because his car is his wife now.
Yeah.
Because he took so, like, precious time out of his life just for that car.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that good of a car.
No, it was, like, it so bad. It
looked like some old car that was just painted. Well,
it was an old car, definitely, but then it was just, like, ugly.
It had this wrap on it, and
it was, like, a dark navy blue, or, like, just a dark blue with, like, flames on the side of it.
And he had, like, stripes on the side, and, like, it, I don't know, he just tried too hard to make it look like a cool car.
He was trying way too hard to be cool, because in the second movie, he was doing weed and everything, like, stop trying to be cool. But my favorite part.
Remember when he got the dad to do it, too, and the dad was, like, on the phone with the mom?
No, I'm not doing anything. Like, yeah.
He literally raised his voice 3 octaves.
Yeah.
So normal.
But the thing that I like in the second movie is, like, when they're trying to send him to the psych ward, Cole knew, and his parents were supposed to go pick him up, and they were there, and he's like, Melanie's like, red pill, blue pill, go to the psych ward, or go to the beach with us. And since it's Thursday, Friday, she always skips. So he went to the beach with them, and that's where he met Phoebe. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he met Phoebe in the first time, like, that she was entered into the movie.
Entered into school, like, but then she was going
that's
there.
Just, they didn't talk then. That's just when she was introduced, and Cole was in there with her.
Yeah. Well, my favorite part is when she walked in on, like, the dead body, and
she was asking for gas. Then you guys, just kidding. I'll go ask somebody else.
And then Cole, like, just races after her, hops on the motorbike. She's like, get off. What are you doing? Like, she's, like, freaking out, and he's like, just drive.
He's trying to explain everything to her, and she's the only person that believed him for that hot second.
Yeah, and then Max, like, shoots the thing so that way they can chase the gas. Mm-hmm. And then the bike blows up, so they're just, like, stranded.
And see, Max is smart.
Yeah, sort of. So, yeah, definitely your type. Anyway, but when King B, when his character died the second time, when they were trying to get in that one little boat.
I'm going to look up the cast so we don't have to keep saying King B.
Yes. Yeah.
I cannot remember his name.
Neither can I. But when it was, like, the motorboat that one guy owned when he got shot and killed.
Yeah.
It was, like, the boat's name was Jenny, and that one little kid, 8675309.
Oh, my God.
That song was
stuck in my head.
That forever. Song, and I'm like, I asked my dad,
His character's name was John. How did I not remember that?
I don't know how I don't remember that either.
Sorry, continue.
I don't know how I don't remember that either. But, no, so it was, like, 867-5309, because he saw the name of the boat, and it's, and then it, I guess his parents are, like, old school,
mm-hmm.
so they played that song a lot.
He's like, wait a second.
I know this. And then he typed that in, and then it started.
Yeah.
Like, Cole's smart, but he's...
smart. He's book smart, not street smart.
Yeah, but then we have to, having to be street smart, so that way he can survive.
Yeah, and that clearly didn't go very well.
He survived for two movies.
He survived, but he was basically riding the fence the entire time.
The thing that I would love is a third movie with Cole's kids.
Oh, whoa. How do you think that would even play out? Like
the next generation, though. Like, next generation.
But how would you play that on? Because the...
Jeremy's kids. The bully?
Yeah, but...
like, they all have kids. And they just continue.
But who's going to make the deal with the devil at that point?
Melanie's kids, because Melanie made a deal with the devil. Or, I don't
She's
know.
She's dead.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It should be, like, a second generation.
Do you think it would be Phoebe and Cole?
They might not make a deal with the devil, but their kids might be the one getting hunted.
Yeah, but the thing is, by who? Like, how would you introduce the movie? Like, you know how each movie has this really cool trailer, and they're like... come watch this. We have this actor and this actor. And, like, yeah. This is what happens. And they show, like, little scenes. What would be the scenes that you would show in that?
Different like killing scenes. Like, take it from other horror movies.
Are you allowed to do that without copyright?
Well, no. Don't take, like, actual scenes, but, like, similar
yeah,
scenes.
Kind of.
Like, if it's based on a true story, obviously don't take it from that. Because that's...
well, yeah, let's not do
like,
that.
Like, Conjuring. Don't take anything from that, please. But, like, take, like, someone getting shot their head shot off with a bow and arrow. That hadn't happened yet.
I guess we could do that, but who
or someone getting, like, stabbed in the gut.
Ooh.
Because we already had the head decapitation by rocks and motorboat and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Poison? Someone could die from poison. Like, you, booby trap.
Remember whenever Phoebe gave, no, not Phoebe, B gave Cole... that drink?
He didn't drink. But see, poison would kill them.
I guess so, yeah. She just slipped pills into the drink. That would make sense.
Yeah, but the poison would, like, not knock him out, but, like, kill the character. I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent on this, so maybe we know the third movie. I feel like it left off pretty good.
And again, we're not very great producers. No. So that would not be for us.
Yeah, but Cole got a girlfriend in the end, which is worth it, because I like Jenna Ortega and Phoebe, so...
that she played that character pretty well.
She did.
She expresses plays, like, emotions.
Yeah, like what she did on Wednesday. She did that really good.
How did she keep a straight face and not blink? I would like to ask that, because...
well, she smiled only when Uncle Fester showed up.
Yeah, but...
but how this girl did not blink, I don't know. Also, my...
the only time she would ever blink was whenever she felt emotion.
Yeah.
Like, whenever Thing was, like, at his deathbed, the only time she had blinked, right then and there.
Yeah. And I love the mystery aspect of it. Like, okay, this guy was murdered, but how was he murdered?
And when's my second season coming out? Because I would like to know who's...
soon. It's coming out soon,
phone.
I believe. I think it's coming out soon.
He's on the other side of that phone.
Ooh, yeah. I'm looking that up.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know.
Okay, are you Team Tyler or Team Xavier? I know this is a whole completely different movie series thing that we're talking about now, but whose side are you on?
Well, stating the fact that Tyler basically tried to kill her, I'm Team Xavier.
Oh, Team Tyler.
Okay, granted, they did kiss, but the turmoil between Wednesday and Tyler was just kiss. Perfect. Okay, my phone does not want to work somehow. You're going to have to look it up.
Oh, what am I looking up when the second season coming
out? Yeah, it's soon. I know it is.
Well, the first time I looked it up was in, it said that it was coming out in January, but then Wednesday's therapist had quit. Do you remember her? Where she snuck out the window and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she had quit, so they had to change production. And
wait,
then
no.
I saw that it was coming out.
Her character died anyway.
No, she didn't die. She was just, like, really, really injured.
Okay, well... and they can just say that she died from causes to do with the hide.
But then, what is it?
I don't know. But
I looked it up again, and sorry. It said it was coming out late 2024.
Ugh.
I was like, what do you mean late 2024? It's, like, February.
Yeah.
And now it's you know, we're a month later than when I looked it up, so I don't know when it's going to come out.
Neither do I.
But if it comes out in 2025, I'm going to
look it up. Jenna Ortega is a really good actor and everything.
You can say that about any actor, though.
Not any actor, because some actors are, like, good, but then some of them are overused. So it's like their movies start Timothy becoming...
Chalamet.
Shut up. You want to say that? Ryan Reynolds.
He's in Deadpool.
Yeah, overused.
What do you mean? Deadpool's only one movie.
Two. Three now.
Yeah, because it's Deadpool.
It's overused. Any Ryan actor is overused completely. Ryan Gosling. What is the obsession with that?
I don't like Ryan Gosling.
Okay. Who is the Ryan that everyone was obsessed with for, like, forever? Was that Gosling or Reynolds?
That was Reynolds.
Okay. There's a blanket of him on Amazon.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Of course you would look it up.
No, I looked it up for someone who, like, was obsessed with them.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get my sister to watch Babysitter and Babysitter Killer Queen, but she won't.
Why?
I don't know. You talk to her.
I'm going to have to, because the second one is better than the first one, but I wouldn't just say that. Just watch the second one. You kind of need everything in the first movie.
Yes.
Like, take it from me. I did not know what was happening in the second movie when I didn't watch the first.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was watching the first one.
Well, yeah, because it looked more appealing.
Very much.
But then it's like, because I tried watching the first one again. I'm like, so boring. Because I watched it, like, twice already, so I already know, I basically knew what happened and everything.
I feel like I can only watch a few movies more than once, or TV shows.
Mr. Iglesias I've watched 4 times, and I love it so much.
Like, my brother, or, okay, both of my brothers are two completely different people. The youngest one rewatches everything. Everything.
Liv and Maddie.
Oh my God. I don't think we've ever seen Liv and Maddie.
No! How?
It's because I was not a Disney kid.
I was a Disney kid.
I was not.
I was Looney Tunes. I was Disney, Star Wars.
I was on Sophia the First.
Oh my God. Don't get me started on that. I love that.
That was... And Doc McStuffins. That was what I watched. I didn't watch Liv and Maddie or Bunked or anything.
No! You didn't even watch Jessie?
Nope. I just know the theme song to it.
That had that had Cameron Boyce in it.
I was not a Disney kid.
Girl, no. You missed on so many good TV shows.
I know. My brother, the youngest one, he watched Bunked. Oh, I would come in for every few episodes. And
I love that kid already. What about the middle one?
If you will dare to rewatch one episode with him, not like a, if it's just like Alvin and the Chipmunks, like the TV show.
No, not watching that. I'm good.
We will rewatch that however many times we wanted to. But if you wanted to rewatch, so let's just say, Kid Danger, my brother would not do it. The youngest would. The middle one would not.
He doesn't like to rewatch episodes?
Nope. It's because we all know what's happening.
Well, if you watch it so many times when you're a kid, because like, they just kept playing the same episodes over and over again.
And that's how I feel about Inside Out. I've had to watch that movie one too many times. And
they're coming out with the second one. Hour.
I know word for word, line for line. I know everybody's line in that movie, and I cannot stand that movie.
They're coming out with the second one.
I can watch the second one because I haven't seen it yet.
No one has.
But, like...
Oh, it's when when Riley's a teenager, and she has anxiety and depression and all that.
Well, yeah. Like, I would want to see that one.
Well, yeah, because we can relate to that more. And when we're freshmen, and we have to watch that prowl class. But I just really like the mystery, like murder mystery. I've gotten into that since I started high school, which is why.
I don't read books, and I know you do.
I do, but then it's also like TV shows, too.
Murder mystery books, I will go for.
A Good Girl's Guide to Murder by Holly Jackson.
Heard of that. I have not read it, though.
5 stars. I don't give up 5 stars lightly. The book, the school has a copy of it. It's out right now.
I'm currently reading Jane Anonymous. It's like this girl was kidnapped after trying to do her job, and the store was closing, and this guy was like, oh my God, it's my girlfriend's anniversary today, and I completely forgot about it because I was at work. I need to buy something. Can I just come in and, like, try on a necklace? And, like, she was like, I guess so. I mean, I'm not going to ruin your guys' anniversary. And she was, like, taken hostage, and now she woke up in this random area. It's all closed off. It's like a mental hospital, like white walls, like it's fluffy and everything. This guy slides her food through the little cat door and stuff like that, like the little doggy door. And she has no way of escaping right now.
Whew.
So we're just trying to figure it out right now. So I'm not quite sure how we're planning on getting out. But it's like a before and after book, like, you know, where you'd have like four characters and it's like Max is talking now. Now John is talking and now Phoebe's talking. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just now and then, now and then. So she does eventually get out, but the amount of trauma that she has, she doesn't talk to anybody now.
Oof.
So I need to figure out how she got out.
Yeah.
But,
And A Girl Who's Gonna Murder is coming. It's like a TV show or a movie. It's becoming TV. I'm so happy.
The Summer We Turn Pretty or something like that.
I refuse to watch that show. But I will. I have watched My Life with the Walter Boys.
I have not seen that.
It's better than The Summer I Turn Pretty. I can tell you that now.
I feel like you and your sister keep asking me about it. I have not.
She keeps telling me to watch The Summer I Turn Pretty. I'm like, I'm not watching it. But I honestly, like, they can just get rid of the first movie off Netflix. And then people can look up what happened in the first movie of The Babysitter. And then Google will tell them. Because I don't care about them. I mean, it's good if you're starting to watch it. But then it's just like, not that good.
I feel like I can give you like a rundown of the first movie, but I know I'll leave something out. Like whatever we were talking about in the very beginning, where like
there Cole and Melanie start talking. Cole goes home after school. Melanie's dad becomes a jerk.
So they go home and like he's got this babysitter and blah blah blah.
Jeremy picks on him a little bit. Babysitter. He texts Melanie when they go to sleep after they have fun and everything. Parents leave. They have fun. He goes quote unquote goes to sleep. Melanie talks to him. Blah, blah, blah. This happens.
Doorbell rings.
He sneaks out to, like, the fence thing, watches what they do, sees the kid get stabbed in the head with two knives.
And then they take the knives out, take blood, and they're all talking about drinking it.
And then they go upstairs, and Cole pretends to be asleep after, like, tying a sheet to his bed.
Mm-hmm.
Pretends to be asleep as they take his blood.
And he's not a big fan of needles.
In the beginning scene.
He freaked out.
In the beginning scene, he absolutely hated it.
I will give you a rundown of the movie, but I will forget, like, a main part. Like, I can say that they're going to take his blood from a needle, but do they know that he's scared of needles? Nope, because I didn't mention it.
No, so he's scared of needles. And though, as soon as they all leave, B apparently stands outside his door. He starts throwing his stuff out. B does. Then they tie him to a chair. He starts cutting the knife.
That's because he passed out.
Yeah, from not having food.
See? We need to, like, watch the movie at the same time.
We basically covered them all. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd say in the second
one. I'd say just watch the movies at this point.
Yeah, they do go on this little hike, run type of thing. It's not just for fun. It's because they're being chased off of this island. Yeah. Because he decided to go to the beach instead of go to this little therapy thing. And not knowing that Melanie was part of this little gang.
Cult now, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it didn't go well.
I'd say watch it. I'd say we gotta rewatch it. I really recommend
the movie. It is very good. I enjoyed the second one more than the first. I believe we've already covered that more than once.
Oh, definitely.
But you need to watch the first one in order to get to the second one.
Yeah. Sure, and the first one might be boring, but it's worth it once you get the second.
Take it from me. I watched the second one before I watched the first one. I had no idea what was happening in the second movie. No idea why everybody was in this little blood cult type of thing. I don't know why Cole was running. I didn't know who Phoebe was. And Phoebe doesn't play a role in the first movie.
No.
So you just kind of have to learn who Phoebe is through the second movie.
Yeah.
But, like, you need to figure out each of the characters that played from number one to number two. And I did not know who any of them were. And in the beginning, it gives, like, an intro on who all of them are and, like, what they all are at the moment and their personalities, like, watch the first one to get to the second one, because I was more than lost.
You might regret watching it, but then you'll understand it more.
Well, you won't regret it because you'll know what's happening, but it's not like this snooze fest, the entire thing. It's just a little bit boring towards the start, and then it starts to get good.
Yeah.
But it's only because he's young and he has no, like, value at that point.
Yeah, and then he starts to get value 2 years later.
Like, he's
they can only come back every 2 years. They only get two tries.
Like, he's a freshman in high school. You cannot drive as a freshman, and yeah, you can ask your parents for rides, but this kid is bullied. He has no friends. He's got one friend that lives across the street.
Mm-hmm.
His
parents are on the brink of divorce.
Yeah, and his parents go on this little vacation.
And leave him with a babysitter at the age of 14.
Melanie, her parents are divorced, and that is the only friend he has, so it's not like he can do anything and ask for rides. Like, he's a low-life type of freshman.
Yeah, and then he has to deal with this 2 years later again with, like, zero friends this time. And then he gets one friend who's his girlfriend at the end of the movie. Spoiler, Phoebe becomes his girlfriend in the second movie. Okay. I think that's a wrap.
Yeah. Just go watch it. Watch first, then second.
They're both on Netflix, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're both on Netflix. I rate first one 7 out of 10. Second one, 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Ratings?
Okay, so the first one, say, again, it starts slow, so I'd go with, like, a 6.5 out of 10. And then the second one, I'm saying it's, like, an 8 or a 9 out of 10. It plays off well. It very much depends on the first movie. It flows into the second.
Okay, yeah. That's a good wrap. Okay, bye.
Later.